Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up a month-long focus on living a thankful life. And it's not that we really wrap it up. We shift the focus next week. But our thankful life ought to continue. I know it's here in the United States, at least, it's the day after Thanksgiving, and hopefully there's still much that we remember to be thankful for. And perhaps if we remind ourselves every day of how thankful we ought to be, perhaps you spent time yesterday counting your blessings, as the old hymn would say, naming them one by one. It's a good practice. You'll never really finish, I don't think. There's always something that, we forget. And it doesn't make our list until it's gone. Sometimes until it's needed. But in the process of making that list, it hopefully reminds each one of us to live that thankful life every day. Today we're going to talk about being thankful for teachers. And an interesting verse because it, doesn't really talk about being thankful for teachers. In fact, it's a warning to teachers. James 3:1 says, "Not many of you should presume to be teachers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." The word that jumped out at me this time as I went through that passage and wrote this devotion, the prayer guide that includes it. And so many times I've read that verse, I've taught about that verse, and it really has focused on the stricter judgment for those who teach. But the word that really stood out today was that word presume. And perhaps that's the key, is we all teach with our life, but it's when we take that step and presume that we're teachers, that it's our job to instruct someone. It's our job to instruct everyone. It's easy for pride to creep in. It's easy to slip up. And so while I believe that there is truth in the scripture about those who teach being held to a stricter judgment, we're influencing those who are listening, those who are learning, specifically those who teach formally, those who are intentionally teaching, but I think especially those who simply presume to teach. It's one of those things that has been difficult for me to feel that I have anything worth sharing, and yet here I am with a daily video and podcast with the prayer that somebody's watching, somebody's listening, somebody's learning, somebody's being encouraged and helped. But I really think that every morning when I log on weekdays now, that I don't presume that anybody's going to watch. In a sense, it's an exercise that I do for me, for my growth, for my encouragement, for helping me to stay focused. It's what I tell people when I'm at a conference or convention or at a church and sharing the prayer-based devotional books is it all comes out of my prayer time, and I simply share it with the prayer that it'll encourage others. And in a sense, that's what these broadcasts are. I really don't, and I pray that I don't come across as one who presumes that I know it all, that I'm here to instruct you because I'm so much wiser. Rather, I'm here to share life together. But I think when we read that, and even with or without the presumption within the verse of presuming to teach, realizing that the power of those who teach, the stricter judgment that comes, we ought to be more thankful for those who teach. I think specifically of those who teach God's Word, those who help train others in righteousness. I think that's the context that God is talking about, that Paul is writing about in this passage. And he talks and writes and teaches Timothy a lot about holding on to sound doctrine, about being careful with the content of what he teaches. It's easy for any of us to look to someone and begin to accept what they say without checking up on it. And many individuals, many church congregations, many groups have been led in paths away from the integrity of God's Word by a teacher who wasn't careful. Or perhaps they were careful and intentionally misrepresented what God said. But I think as we're thankful for teachers, we ought to be able to look back and be thankful for those that have taught us the foundational elements of faith in Jesus Christ. I think back of some of my early Sunday school teachers. I think of my mom. I think of Zeta Border. I think of Martha Lemler. I think of a variety of people. I think into upper elementary and junior high, and I think of Rick Blue. There are people that I look back that some I haven't seen for a lot of years, some I've connected with on social media in more recent years. But all of them helped influence who I am. And so many more. But I'm also thankful for those that continue to teach. Those who teach Scripture, those who share God's Word. I think yesterday we were thankful for those who lead within the church, the elders, the shepherds. And I'm thankful that they teach. Some in formal type settings within the church, some by their example of leadership. I'm thankful for the preaching at the church that I'm a part of, that David Honeycutt leads. You see, I'm thankful that God brings about people who recognize the seriousness of teaching God's Word and do it because they're called to. But I think today also, I'm thankful for those who teach outside of the church. Those who teach with their life. Those who teach within our school systems. Those who put up sometimes with a lot of headaches and hassles to help children learn. And oftentimes, as with many occupations, very underappreciated. It's easy for a group to gather together and to proclaim that they're underappreciated, and most of the time it would probably be some truth in it. And teachers are often one of those. So I'm thankful for those who teach. I think of so many of my grade school teachers and high school teachers that influenced me and did what they could to help this young boy that was afraid of people get through school. You see, I believe that if you sit back today and spend any time at all focused on praying to God with thanksgiving for teachers, you'll have a list of people that come to mind. And some, you may not remember their names. There's teachers that I had that I remember, but their name kind of slips my mind. But whether they taught you education within a school setting or specifically those that have taught you God's Word, I would encourage you to be thankful today and to continue to be thankful. If there are those that continue to teach, that you continue to learn from, let them know that you're thankful for the work they do. And especially those who work hard, work diligently at holding fast to God's Word and sharing it in ways that take root and grow within your life. Yes, it says not many should presume to be teachers. Yet, let God do the teaching as He lives in you and through you. Don't presume you know more than anyone else, but be thankful for those that you learn from. And my guess is, if you look at it honestly, you'll discover that you learn from them not because of their presumption, but because of their humility. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us people in our lives that teach us. We learn so much from your word and simply spending time with you and allowing your spirit to instruct us through your word. But you've given people the ability and responsibility to share that word with others, to explain it, to help us to see and to know the application and to live it out. So God, today I'm thankful for teachers. The many teachers that I have had in education, the many teachers that I have had in your word, the many teachers I continue to learn from. And God, as we pray for teachers, may we pray for a spirit of humility that teaches not only accurately, but humbly. Father, may we be mindful as we live lives that instruct others, as we deliberately teach, that we would pay close attention to the substance of what we're teaching, knowing that warning that you give of a stricter judgment. In those times where our teaching is not accurate, your Spirit convicts us. May we own up to that. And those that we have taught, may we share with them the correction that we've learned. Father, I'm thankful for those that teach within the church, the preaching staff in churches across the world, but so many that teach in volunteer ways through Bible classes and Sunday schools and other opportunities. For those that teach your word in their home, to their families and to guests and small groups. I'm thankful that your word continues to be the guiding light in my life. And I pray that it would always be central to the things that I teach. I'm thankful for those that teach within our educational systems, that endure difficulty at times because of their calling, because of their gifting, because of their desire to help individuals grow, to learn. Father, today may we live life in a way that expresses our gratitude for those who teach. And as we conclude a focus on living a thankful life, may we never conclude the living of that thankful life. We know that when it ends here on earth, that praise, that worship of you, that gratitude that we have continues eternally. So may we practice every day living a life of gratitude. And God, today, as we go about life in this thankfulness, specifically in this thankfulness for teachers, may we lift up Jesus as the ultimate teacher, as the ultimate source of what we teach. And as we lift Him up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.